The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Two reports from TRAFFIC, the world's largest wildlife trade monitoring network, on traditional medicine systems in Cambodia and Vietnam suggest that illegal wildlife trade, including entire tiger skeletons and unsustainable harvesting, is depleting the region's rich and varied biodiversity and putting the primary healthcare resources of millions at risk. The results of field studies carried out between 2005 and 2007 found a significant number of Cambodians and Vietnamese rely on traditional medicine. Relaxation of international trade barriers, the impact of free market economies, and complex national government policies have led to an increase in the demand and supply for flora and fauna used in traditional medicines. The growing illegal wildlife trade in the region is fueled by the difficulty of sourcing prescribed ingredients, including parts from globally threatened species. For example, in Vietnam, between 5 and 10 complete tiger skeletons are sold annually to be used in traditional medicines. With each skeleton fetching approximately $20,000, there's a strong incentive to poach and trade.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.